This is People Magazine for the week of September 9th, 2019. On the cover of this week's People, Kelly Clarkson. I never thought I'd be this happy. But first, let's get the scoop. How Taylor took control. After disappearing from the public eye following a self-described apocalyptic summer in 2016, Taylor Swift is now back in the spotlight, in full force and taking no prisoners. The singer's seventh studio album, Lover, is largely inspired by her relationship with British actor Joe Alwyn. But Swift, who accepted the Video of the Year award at the MTV Video Music Awards on August 26th, is remaining tight-lipped about their romance. Instead, the superstar is using the hubbub surrounding her new music to sound off on heavier topics, from sexism to politics to the hashtag MeToo movement. "I'm better at standing up for myself when I've been wronged," she recently told CBS Sunday Morning about coming into her own. That's something that also comes with growing up. As Swift looks ahead to her 30th birthday in December, it appears she's found the perfect harmony that's eluded her for years. 3 summers ago, she faced backlash, mostly stemming from her messy feud with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West, over the rapper's song Famous. But through the noise, Swift found a rock in Alwyn, age 28, whom she began secretly dating after a public fling with actor Tom Hiddleston. Swift is now securely in love, and it's hard to picture her not spending the rest of her life with Joe, says a source. She's also learned to keep her private life private. "Our relationship isn't up for discussion," she told The Guardian. "That's where the boundary is, and that's where my life has become manageable." Swift also isn't backing down from those she believes are bullies. She plans to re-record her earlier albums following music manager Scooter Braun's $300 million purchase of her former label, Big Machine. "The person who bought my art, he's never made any art in his life," she told Elvis Duran about Braun, whom she previously called manipulative. "And whether it's supporting sexual assault victims or slamming Trump's presidency, I really think he thinks that it is an autocracy," she told The Guardian. Swift is no longer staying silent. "With a strong support system around her, Taylor has grown up a lot and matured," says the source. "Joe supports her speaking about things she doesn't agree with, and she's the happiest she's ever been." And here's an inset box that says the stars who inspired her new lyrics. Joe Alwyn. "And now I love high tea, stories from uni and the West End. You can find me in the pub. We're watching rugby with his school friends," sings Swift about Alwyn on the cheeky track London Boy. Kim and Kanye West. "I forgot that you existed and I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't, and it was so nice," sings Swift on Lover's opening track, which fans believe is her final word on her feud with the Wests. Leonardo DiCaprio. "And they would toast to me, oh, let the players play. I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez," sings Swift on The Man, which calls out the double standard for men and women. Liam and Miley's divorce drama. One day after Liam Hemsworth, her husband of less than a year, filed for divorce on August 21st, Miley Cyrus memorably spoke her mind. In a series of tweets, the singer, aged 26, denied cheating allegations surrounding the breakdown of her marriage. "You can say I'm a twerking, pot-smoking, foul-mouthed hillbilly, but I am not a liar," she wrote. While listing her previous indiscretions, including infidelity when I was young and drug use, Cyrus insists she didn't cheat on Hemsworth, age 29. "I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating," she wrote. "I love Liam and always will." She said she had to make a healthy decision for myself to leave a previous life behind, adding, "I am the healthiest and happiest I've been in a long time." Ben Affleck celebrates 1 year of sobriety. It's been a month of major milestones for Ben Affleck. On August 15th, he turned 47, and on August 22nd, he celebrated 1 year of sobriety. Ben is in a great place, both in his recovery and life, says a source close to the Oscar winner. Affleck, who has called addiction a lifelong and difficult struggle, entered rehab for 40 days starting last August when his ex, Jennifer Garner, was seen driving him to a treatment center. He's very open about how challenging it is for him and works on his sobriety daily, says another insider. Ben thinks of alcoholism as a disease. You shouldn't be ashamed of a disease. Things have also been going well for him on the home front. Single after an April split from Saturday Night Live producer Lindsay Shookus, Affleck has spent most of the summer with his and Garner's kids, Violet, age 13, Serafina, age 10, and Samuel, age 7. They were spotted vacationing in Cape Cod in July and singing Happy Birthday to Affleck on August 24th at the L.A. restaurant Barton G. The kids have had a great summer, adds the insider. They have sleepovers at his house, and he takes them out for fun activities. His relationship with Garner, age 47, is also in a good place. They both take their jobs as co-parents very seriously, says the insider. While sober, Ben is able to spend more quality time with the kids. It's exactly how Jen wants things to be. The Affleck source adds that he's fully intent on remaining a good father and friend. Ben has found balance between his work and home life, says the source. He remains committed to a number of wellness methods that focus on his health. There's an inset box here. There's a copy of a tweet that says, battling any addiction is a lifelong and difficult struggle. Because of that, one is never really in or out of treatment. It's a full-time commitment. And then there's an inset box that says, Ben's career comeback. Earlier this year, the actor starred in the Netflix thriller Triple Frontier, and his emotional drama, The Way Back, opens next March. He and pal Matt Damon are also busy co-writing The Last Duel with Nicole Holofcener, based on the revenge novel by Eric Yeager, their first script since 1997's Oscar winner Good Will Hunting. Here's this week's Heart Monitor. Divorcing after 21 years, Larry King and Sean Southwick. The former CNN host, age 85, filed for divorce from his seventh wife, age 59, on August 20th, citing irreconcilable differences. After suffering heart problems in April, he realized he hadn't been happy in a long time. Engaged Lindsey Vonn and PK Subban, the Olympic gold medalist skier, age 34, and the New Jersey Devils hockey player, age 30, are engaged after dating since 2018. Subban popped the question with an emerald ring at home in front of Vonn's three dogs. Wedding planning, Justin and Hailey Bieber. The pop star, age 25, and the model, age 22, legally wed at a New York City courthouse last fall. Now they're planning a religious ceremony in September with friends and family. They both seem very excited, an insider says. They're very happy about married life together. Heating up, Dennis Quaid and Laura Savoy. On August 21st, the actor, age 65, and his 26-year-old girlfriend, a PhD student, were spotted holding hands while on vacation in Lake Como, Italy. They started dating earlier this year. Dancing with the Stars, new cast, new controversy. When Dancing with the Stars announced its new cast for season 28, one contestant sparked major backlash. Some fans were outraged after ABC revealed on August 21st that Sean Spicer, the former press secretary for President Donald Trump, was in the lineup. Longtime Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron tweeted that he had hoped this season, premiering September 16th, would be free of inevitably divisive booking, from any political affiliations, but a decision was made to, as we often say in Hollywood, go in a different direction, continued Bergeron, age 64, saying that he and the producers agreed to disagree over the decision. Spicer's fellow contestant, Karamo Brown, a star of Netflix Queer Eye, as well as an LGBT activist and former star of The Real World Philadelphia, faced criticism when he posted that he was looking forward to having respectful conversations with Spicer. Only way things get better is if we try to educate those who have different POV than us, he wrote. But after fans blasted him for not condemning Spicer, whose lies and evasions from the White House podium were memorably lampooned by Melissa McCarthy on Saturday Night Live, Brown, age 38, deactivated his Twitter. After New York Times TV critic James Poniewozik slammed the show for helping Sean Spicer dry clean his reputation, Spicer, age 47, said he's looking forward to the season. I'm going out and having some fun, he told Mediate. I'm in this because I enjoy it. Other cast members this year include Lamar Odom, the former NBA player, and Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband, age 39, says being part of the Dancing with the Stars cast is a blessing. James Vanderbeek, the Dawson's Creek alum, age 42, was on Dancing with the Stars for a storyline on Don't Trust the Something in Apartment 23 in 2012. Christie Brinkley, the model, age 65, says her three children laughed when she told them she'd be vying for the Mirror Ball trophy. Angelina sends Maddox off to college. Angelina Jolie was filled with emotion as she dropped her oldest son, Maddox, age 18, off at Yonsei University in Seoul on August 21st. Jolie, age 44, told Entertainment Tonight she let out an embarrass your children ugly cry while saying goodbye to Maddox, who plans to study biochemistry. He got accepted to other universities but chose Yonsei, a source says. He has been studying Korean. Siblings Pax, age 15, Zahara, age 14, Shiloh, age 13, and Knox and Vivian, both 11, all hope to visit, the source adds. Jolie told People earlier this year she's nothing but proud of Maddox. I look forward to all he will do. John Travolta talks fame and family. In his new thriller, The Fanatic, John Travolta plays Moose, a stalker who will stop at nothing to meet his favorite movie star even when things turn violent. Luckily, in real life, the actor, age 65, says he's had a much more pleasant experience in the public eye. I've always appreciated what fame has given me, he says. You have a golden ticket all over the world, so what if you have to sign autographs and take pictures? For me, it's not a big price to pay. While he's been acting for more than 40 years, the role that makes him happiest is being dad to daughter Ella Blue, age 19, and son Ben, age 8, with his wife of 27 years, actress Kelly Preston, age 56. Why did you want to play a crazed fan? When I read the script, I immediately knew how I could play it. I was so compelled by the journey this man goes on to satisfy his affinity for someone. It broke my heart in a good way. This strange hybrid of thriller and horror altogether intrigued me. Have you ever had your own scary fan encounter? I lived in Santa Barbara about 30 years ago, and someone snuck into my house. I opened the closet, and there she was. It did scare me, but it turned out to be an innocent person. She was a girl who probably wanted to meet me and didn't know how to do it. Who makes you starstruck? I love Jimmy Cagney, and when I met him, I was blown away. Gerard Depardieu, Paul McCartney, Barbara Streisand, even this recent video with Pitbull, I was a huge fan of his. What's it like to see your daughter Ella Blue start acting? I'm so utterly proud of Ella. She's her own person. She's gracious, generous, poised, graceful, and gorgeous. I don't know how she came to be, and I don't take any credit other than just adoring her, and maybe that's a valid contribution. What has your son been into these days? Gymnastics, tennis, fishing, and the computer world, like all the kids. What's the most important lesson you've learned about parenting? I really do believe that children have rights. Just because they are little bodies doesn't mean they shouldn't have a say-so. I find when you consult them, they can come up with much better ideas than yours. His favorite roles ever. Travolta loves characters he can disappear into. They are so not me. And those four roles that he preferred: Pulp Fiction, Hairspray, Primary Colors, and The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. All right, here's our cover story. Kelly Clarkson's second act. About to launch a TV talk show, the superstar singer opens up about finding confidence, her life as a mom, and why she's nervous in a good way. Kelly Clarkson just realized something. I've never felt more like Mariah Carey, she says, amused that she's in a silk dress getting her face powdered while lying across the back of a golf cart at her People photo shoot. I need grapes and wine. Unlike her more divatastic pop star peer, I never tend to look glamorous. Minutes later, she accidentally knocks over a cup of coffee and laughs. The thing people say most about me is that I don't act like a celebrity, she says. Despite the billboard with her face on it a few feet away, at Universal Studios in LA, as far as she's concerned, I'm just normal. Now she's getting ready for a new normal. 17 years after entering pop culture history as the first winner of American Idol, the singer is taking on daytime TV, hosting NBC's syndicated talk show host, syndicated Kelly Clarkson show, which debuts this week. For the first time, she'll be the one asking all the questions, and she's not taking any chances. I've literally watched every episode of Oprah and Ellen, she says, because I'm like, I want to be good at it. At 37, Clarkson has proved she's good at a whole lot of things, starting with blowing people away with her powerhouse vocals. After the cheerful cocktail waitress from Fort Worth won Idol in 2002, she went on to release smash hits like Since You've Been Gone and Heartbreak Song and score 3 Grammys. We're lucky we found Kelly on Idol, says former judge Simon Cowell. She knows exactly what she's doing. Meanwhile, she's thriving in her family life with her husband of almost 6 years, manager Brandon Blackstock, age 42, and their daughter River, age 5, and son Remington, age 3, with kids Savannah, age 18, and Seth, age 12, from Blackstock's previous marriage. In 2017, Clarkson became a coach on The Voice, winning even more fans with her candid commentary. She even hosted this year's Billboard Music Awards to rave reviews, despite a burst appendix that landed her in the hospital afterwards. Still, she's a little intimidated by hosting a daily talk show. I had a complete panic attack last night in my closet with my husband, she says. I was like, what am I doing? I hope I don't fail. Stage fright is a new feeling for her. I wasn't even nervous with Idol, she says. The first time I can recall being really nervous was my first date with my husband. I was terrified. She's worked hard on building that confidence. I was really shy when I was little, recalls Clarkson, whose mother, Jean Taylor, was a first grade teacher and father, Stephen, was an engineer. We moved around and there was divorce. I had total abandonment issues. After her parents split when she was 6, her mom struggled to make ends meet, and Clarkson had little contact with her father, who died in 2018. She later sang about breaking the cycle with her own husband and family in her hit, Piece by Piece. Piece by piece, he restored my faith that a man can be kind and a father could stay. The young wallflower joined her school choir, and it changed my life. I think all kids need something that makes them feel good about themselves. Having 4 kids now, I know. Singing was that for me. Though she found fame at a young age, Clarkson didn't let anyone push her around. In her 20s, she took top music execs and her old label to task for trying to change her. I've just had so many jerks in my life tell me what I should be doing. This is what a pop star should do, blah, blah, blah. It really helped me signify for myself what I should be doing for me, she says. So I kind of thank all those jerks. It helped solidify who I am. One person she's happy to take advice from, her husband, who manages her career. He persuaded her to do the talk show, but it wasn't easy. I was totally like, no, at first, she says. But after months of pillow talk, she agreed. And the couple, who had already been commuting for her work on The Voice, decided to relocate their family from Nashville to L.A. earlier this year. It was a big decision for us, Clarkson says. My husband helps push me out of my comfort zone, which is why we're really great partners in life as well. As for their kids' take on the new show, our three-year-old doesn't get it, but the five-year-old, she's very clever. She's already asked if I have Chris Martin on to sing Yellow. It's her favorite song. The older two are tougher to impress. Reba McEntire is their grandmother, says Clarkson. The country icon used to be married to her husband's dad, Narvel Blackstock. She's already done all the things, so they're like, yeah, of course, cool. Clarkson made sure family time was built into production. When we were doing the schedule for the show, I was like, I have to drop my kids off at school, and I'm always the one who puts them to bed. You have to prioritize and not feel guilty about it. Another top priority is her health. Having overcome bulimia as a teen and the pressure to be thin earlier in her career, Clarkson is outspoken about body positivity. When she noticeably slimmed down in early 2018, it wasn't for aesthetic reasons. I have a big thyroid issue, she says. I was turned on to so many books and ideas, but nothing was working. And then I found something. Last June, she revealed she had lost 37 pounds on the Plant Paradox diet, which claims to help reduce inflammation in the body by cutting out dairy, beans, whole grains, and lectin-containing vegetables like tomatoes. Some nutritionists dispute its theories. For a while, she was feeling better than ever until she had to deal with two new, unrelated health issues this year. In May, she felt pain in her side the day before hosting the Billboard Music Awards and learned she had appendicitis. Her appendix burst before she went on stage, but remarkably, and with doctors at the ready, she pressed on. I just didn't want to leave people hanging, she says, of singing and dancing on live TV before heading straight to the hospital. I was in so much pain. While that feat made headlines, the star reveals that just a week later, she felt major pain again while filming live for The Voice. I had to grab Blake Shelton's arm and I was like, something's wrong. At the hospital, she found out I had a giant cyst explode on my ovary, she says. I was hysterically laughing and crying in the ER like, what is happening? But fans shouldn't worry. I'm totally great now, Clarkson says. Looking back at how far she's come, she adds, I never thought I'd be this happy. If somebody told me at 19, you're going to have your own TV show, I would have laughed and said, no one's going to watch that. But anyway, she says with a shrug and a smile, I hope they do. There are some inset boxes. One says, from contestant to judge, Clarkson rocketed to fame as American Idol's first winner, but being a pop culture guinea pig wasn't easy. Everyone looks at talent shows on TV like it's normal. It wasn't very fun in the beginning, and a lot of people didn't like it, she says. Now, says the singer and winning voice coach, I wouldn't change a thing because I wouldn't be who I am today. Another inset box reads, coping with two health scares. As millions of fans tuned in to watch Clarkson host the Billboard Music Awards on May 1st, no one knew she was in the midst of a health crisis, suffering from a ruptured appendix as she belted out hits with a smile. A week later, she had to grin and bear it again when suddenly, during a live taping of The Voice, she felt intense pain. She later learned a cyst on her ovary had burst. This was more painful than the appendicitis, she says. I was freaking out. After another trip to a busy ER, I was like, anyone, a fan, can someone help me get a hospital room? Clarkson says, all is well. The Bachelorettes, Rachel Lindsay and Brian Abasolo, our dream wedding. 2 years after falling in love on national television, the couple wed in an intimate tropical ceremony overlooking the Caribbean Sea. Moments before he walked down the aisle, Brian Abasolo was reminded of how he first met his bride, Rachel Lindsay, on The Bachelorette. "It took me back to those days when I was waiting for a date," says the 39-year-old chiropractor. "I was nervous leading up to the ceremony, but when I saw Rachel, I was at peace. This beautiful angel was walking toward me, and I thought, oh my God, that is my wife." The Miami-based couple, who got engaged on the show's season finale in 2017, wed on August 27th in an island chic rooftop wedding planned by Mickey Russo of Michael Russo Events at the Royalton Suites in Cancun, Mexico. "The ceremony was a blur," admits Rachel, age 34, who wore a custom two-piece gown by Randy Rahm. "All I thought was, remember your vows and don't lose it." Brian, who wore a suit by Alex Muzica, nearly did. "I lost my breath for a second when she was reciting her vows, but I kept it together," he says. The couple did have to contend with a little heat. "The pastor was sweating like crazy," says Rachel of the 90-degree temps. "But we prepared people, and luckily the ceremony was short." After the I do's, 182 guests, including several fellow Bachelor alums, sat down for an al fresco dinner of steak and shrimp or grilled salmon before hitting the dance floor. Their first dance was to Fortunate by Maxwell. "I'm no bridezilla," says Rachel, an attorney and host of MTV's Ghosted Love Gone Missing. "We just wanted to have fun." Now the couple are heading to Greece for their honeymoon. "I'm looking forward to saying husband all the time," says Rachel, "and I'm taking his last name. As for what's next, we want babies," she says, "sooner rather than later." There's all kinds of details, love all around. "Our families got along so well," says Rachel, who traded her skirt for custom Randy Rahm shorts for the reception. The night before the nuptials, the couple hosted a welcome party, including a mariachi band and traditional Colombian food, a nod to Brian's culture. Father-daughter dance. After Rachel took a spin with her father, Judge Sam Lindsay, to Maisie's Before I Let Go, the DJ called guests to join the transition into Beyoncé's 2019 version. "It just set the mood," Rachel says. The revelers danced until 2 a.m., then picked up a green leaf candle wedding favor on their way out. And that is all the time we have for today. This has been People Magazine. I'm Jackie Norton for Radio Reading Services.